Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one social media detox at a time. Ever feel like you're scrolling through Instagram, watching TikTok videos, or doomscrolling Twitter, and suddenly you're left feeling empty? Like maybe you just spent the last hour comparing yourself to people who are probably living curated highlight reels anyway? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Social media isn't always our friend, right? It can be a bottomless pit of comparison, negativity, and FOMO, fear of missing out, which honestly sucks the life out of you. That's why today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful, cultivating self-awareness and self-compassion in this crazy digital world. First things first, self-awareness is like having an internal GPS, knowing your own thoughts, feelings, triggers, all that jazz. It's about understanding what makes you tick, what lights you up, and what leaves you feeling drained. Think of it like this. If you don't know yourself, how can you truly show up in the world authentically? Next up, self-compassion. It's not about being easy on yourself, okay? It's about treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and acceptance, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes, we all have insecurities, but instead of beating ourselves up, self-compassion allows us to learn, grow, and move forward with grace. Now, how do you actually cultivate these superpowers? Well, there are some practical steps you can take. One is mindful scrolling. Yes, it's possible. Be intentional about the content you consume. If something makes you feel negative or envious, unfollow it, mute it, block it. You have the power to curate your own digital space. It's like creating a sanctuary for your mental well-being. Another is journaling. Get those thoughts and feelings out of your head and onto paper. It can be super cathartic, helping you process emotions, gain clarity, and even identify patterns in your thinking. Plus, it's like having a secret conversation with your best friend, who also happens to be really insightful. And don't forget the power of self-care. Prioritize activities that nourish your soul. Whether it's reading, spending time in nature, listening to music, or simply taking a long, hot bath, make sure you're giving yourself permission to recharge and reconnect with yourself. Think about it like this. You wouldn't put gas in a car and then expect it to run smoothly without an oil change, right? Our minds and bodies need regular care and attention too. So, what does self-care look like for you? Maybe it's a weekly hike with your pup, an evening spent painting, or simply taking 10 minutes each day to just breathe and be present. Okay, let me share a quick example. Remember that friend who constantly compares their life to others on social media? They're always putting themselves down, feeling inadequate, and missing out on the good stuff happening in their own lives because they're too busy looking at what everyone else has. Sounds familiar, right? But then, they start practicing self-awareness and self-compassion. They realize that comparing themselves to curated online personas is like judging a book by its cover. It's not the whole story. They focus on their own unique strengths and talents, celebrate their accomplishments, big or small, and treat themselves with kindness when things get tough. And guess what? They start feeling happier, more confident, and more fulfilled. See? Cultivating self-awareness and self-compassion isn't about becoming a perfect person. It's about accepting yourself exactly as you are, flaws and all, and showing up in the world with authenticity and kindness. It's a journey, not a destination. And trust me, it's worth every step. So, remember this. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness, just as you are. Start practicing self-awareness today. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and triggers. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. And don't forget to take care of yourself, physically, mentally, and emotionally. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to cultivate more self-awareness and self-compassion in your life? Share it in the comments below, or hit me up on social media. And if you found this episode helpful, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about the show. Until next time, stay real, stay kind, and keep detoxing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.